Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. Hi out there. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To God be the glory. God is good and God is great and God is awesome. And God is Yahuwah, the mighty God, the creator of heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And to him alone is all the honor, praise, and glory due now and forevermore. And I just thank him for the opportunity to be able to minister unto his people, those who love him, those who seek him, those who want to know more of him, those who are called. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Even to Israel. Hallelujah. And I just thank Father God for the blessings that he's bringing unto his people that make a virgin out of no sorrow. And I thank him for remembering us. Hallelujah. And I give him all the honor, praise, and glory for the gifts that he's given us, the things that he's done and that he'll do in our life to edify the body of Christ in and through us, through his precious Holy Son, the Lamb, Yahusha. And we just thank Father God in Yahusha's name, in Jesus' name, who we affectionately know him as, Jesus. In his name we pray and we thank God for the blessings. And now if you can turn with me, we're going to read Deuteronomy, hallelujah, hallelujah, and to God be the glory, and we're going to read Psalm. So if you can turn with me now, we're going to start with Deuteronomy. And we're going to go into Deuteronomy 32, I believe it is. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. And we can begin at Deuteronomy 32. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. And we just thank him in this hour. Hallelujah. We give him all the honor, praise, and glory now and forevermore. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, and it says, give ear, O heavens, and I will speak. Let the earth hear the words of my mouth. May my teaching drop like the rain, my speech condense like the dew, like gentle rain on grass, like showers on new growth. For I will proclaim the name of the Lord. Ascribe greatness to our God. The rock, his work is perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God without deceit, just and upright is he. Yet his degenerate children have dealt falsely with him, a perverse and crooked generation. Do you thus repay the Lord, O foolish and senseless people? Is not he your father who created you, who made you and established you? Remember the days of old. Consider the years long past. Ask your father and he will inform you, your elders, and they will tell you when the Most High apportioned the nations, when he divided humankind. He fixed the boundaries of the people according to the number of the gods. The Lord's own portion was his people. Pick up his allotted share. He sustained him in a desert land, in a howling wilderness waste. He shielded him, cared for him, guarded him as the apple of his eye, as an eagle stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, as it spreads its wings, takes them up and bears them aloft on its pinions. The Lord alone guided him. No foreign god was with him. He set him atop the heights of the land, and fed him with produce of the field. He nursed him with honey from the crags, with oil from flinty rock, curds from the herd, and milk from the flock, with fat of lambs and rams, Bashan bulls and goats, together with the choicest wheat. You drink fine wine from the blood of grapes. Jacob ate his fill. Yeshurun grew fat and kicked. You grew fat, bloated, and gorged. He abandoned God who made him and scoffed at the rock of his salvation. They made him jealous with strange gods. With abhorrent things they provoked him. They sacrificed to demons, not God, to deities they had never known, to new ones recently arrived, whom your ancestors had not feared. You were unmindful of the rock that bore you. You forgot the God who gave you birth. The Lord saw it and was jealous. He spurned his sons and daughters. He said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end will be, for they are a perverse generation, children in whom there is no faithfulness. They made me jealous with what is no God, provoked me with their idols. So I will make them jealous with what is no people, provoke them with a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled by my anger and burns to the depths of Sheol. It devours the earth and its increase and sets on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap disasters upon them, spin my arrows against them, wasting hunger, burning consumption, bitter pestilence, the teeth of beasts. I will sin against them with venom of things crawling in the dust. In the street, the sword shall bereave, and in the chambers, terror, for young man and woman alike, nursing child and old gray head. I thought to scatter them and blot out the memory of them from humankind, but I feared provocation by the enemy. For their adversaries might misunderstand and say, our hand is triumphant. It was not the Lord who did all this. They are a nation void of sense. There is no understanding in them. If they were wise, they would understand this. They would discern what the end would be. How could one have routed 1,000 and 2 put a myriad to flight, unless their rock had sold them? The Lord had given them up. Indeed, their rock is not like our rock. Our enemies are fools. Their vine comes from the vine stock of Sodom, from the vineyards of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of poison. Their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of serpents, the cruel venom of asps. Is not this laid up in store with me, sealed up in my treasuries? Vengeance is mine and recompense for the time when their foot shall slip, because the day of their calamity is at hand. Their doom comes swiftly. Indeed, the Lord will vindicate his people, have compassion on his servants, when he sees that their power is gone, neither bond nor free remaining. Then he will say, where are their gods, the rock in which they took refuge, who ate the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their libations? Let them rise up and help you. Let them be your protection. See now that I, even I, am he. There is no God besides me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. And no one can deliver from my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and swear, as I live forever, when I whet my flashing sword and my hand takes hold on judgment, I will take vengeance on my adversaries and will repay those who hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh with the blood of the slain and the captives from the long-haired enemy. Praise, O heavens, his people, worship him, all you gods, for he will avenge the blood of his children and take vengeance on his adversaries. He will repay those who hate him and cleanse the land for his people. Moses came and recited all the words of this song in the hearing of the people, he and Joshua, son of Nun. When Moses had finished reciting all these words to all Israel, he said to them, "Take to heart all the words that I am giving in witness against you today. Give them as a command to your children, so that they may diligently observe all the words of this law. This is no trifling matter for you, but rather your very life. Through it, you may live long in the land that you are crossing over the Jordan to possess." On that very day, the Lord addressed Moses as follows: "Ascend this mountain of the Abiram, Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, across from Jericho, and view the land of Canaan, which I am given to the Israelites for possession. You shall guide there on the mountain that you ascend and shall be gathered to your kin, as your brother Aaron died on Mount Hor and was gathered to his kin, because both of you broke faith with me among the Israelites at the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the wilderness of Sin, by failing to maintain my holiness among the Israelites. Although you may view the land from a distance, you shall not enter it, a land that I am giving to the Israelites." Hallelujah. And we were reading Deuteronomy 32. Go back and read it again. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. And turn with me now. We're going to read Psalm 65. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you for your love. Thank you for remembering your people. Thank you for delivering us from evil, renewing and restoring us and reviving us and healing us, helping us, strengthening us, and ordering our steps for your glory. And we give you all the honor, praise, and glory in your holy, precious Son's name, in your holy name. Hallelujah. 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 In Psalm 65, we read, "Praise is due to you, O God, in Zion, and to you shall vows be performed. O you who answer prayer, to you all flesh shall come. When deeds of iniquity overwhelm us, you forgive our transgressions. Happy are those whom you choose and bring near to live in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, your holy temple. By awesome deeds, you answer us with deliverance. O God of our salvation, you are the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farther seas. By your strength, you establish the mountains. You are girded with might. You silence the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, the tumult of the peoples. Those who live at earth's farthest bounds are awed by your signs. You make the gateways of the morning and the evenings shout for joy. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of waters. You provide the people with grain, for so you have prepared it. You water its furrows abundantly, settling its ridges, softening its showers." Hallelujah. 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 "And blessing its growth, you crown the year with your bounty. Your wagon tracks overflow with richness. The pastures of the wilderness overflow. The hills gird themselves with joy. The meadows clothe themselves with flocks. The valleys deck themselves with grain. They shout and sing together for joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God is a good God. Hallelujah. An abundant God who blesses his people abundantly as we seek his face and we trust in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And only God is worthy, Yahuwah, to receive glory and honor and power. For he created all things, and by all things they exist that he created. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you could turn with me, we're going to read in Revelation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And to God be the glory. After this I looked in Revelation 4. After this I looked, and there in heaven a door stood open. And the first voice which I had heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this. At once I was in the Spirit, and there in heaven stood a throne, with one seated on the throne. And the one seated there looks like jasper and carnelian. And around the throne is a rainbow that looks like an emerald. Around the throne are 24 thrones, and seated on the thrones are 24 elders, dressed in white robes with golden crowns on their heads. Coming from the throne are flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder, and in front of the throne burn seven flaming torches, which are the seven spirits of God. And in front of the throne there is something like a sea of glass like crystal. Around the throne and on each side of the throne are four living creatures full of eyes in front and behind. The first living creature like a lion, the second living creature like an ox, the third living creature with a face like a human face, and the fourth living creature like a flying eagle. And the four living creatures, each of them with six wings, are full of eyes all around and inside. Day and night, without ceasing, they sing, holy, 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 the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and is to come. And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to the one who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders all before the one who is seated on the throne and worship the one who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, singing, you are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Much love. Thank you for listening. Share your testimony. And if anyone was listening in this very hour and doesn't know Yahusha, affectionately and wonderfully known as Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and you want to know him, just ask him into your life now and say that you believe in him and that you trust him and you thank him for what he has done, what he's doing, and what he'll do. And turn from your wicked ways, you know, get rid of your idols, get rid of your idols and begin to seek God and the beauty of holiness and all, and to seek his Son, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, and he takes away your sin by you believing in him and trusting in him. And as you begin to walk with him, you'll begin to grow in love, and it's a process. But just trust and know that God is there leading and guiding you by his Holy Spirit through each and every situation, and you will rejoice and be glad. You will rejoice and be glad. Hallelujah. Because victory is ours. Victory is ours. All those who believe in Christ, that we have the victory. And to God be the glory now and forevermore. For there's no greater love than God our Father, God his Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Much love to you all. Bless Yah. And Yah bless. We'll talk again. We'll talk again by the grace of God. Hallelujah. And we thank God right now for many souls being won unto his kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank him and praise him. God bless.
He deserves glory.
Yeah.